Hello. Welcome to the gallery. We would like to thank you for your attendance on this fine day. This month we are displaying the works of local contemporary sculptor Harmony Swell. Please take a visitor tag and be sure to stay close by. You may look at whatever you wish, but please refrain from touching the displays. Should you decide to make a purchase, I would be happy to discuss payment options with you at the end of the viewing. Any questions? Yes, I'm aware that you're the only visitor on this tour here. However, I do not believe that this poses a problem. The art cannot run away. The art cannot run away. Leave, please. But there is one small thing that could potentially spell trouble for your viewing experience. The building makes a number of strange sounds that could be considered threatening or disturbing. Please ignore these sounds, as they pose no immediate danger. All you need to do is enjoy the gallery. Now, let us proceed. This room holds some of the artist's earliest works. As you can see, they did not tie themselves down to a specific theme or subject. They did not quite know where to start, neither with theme nor materials. Notice how they abandon pencil sketches and charcoals and jump into watercolours along this point. I understand that this is quite unorthodox, but to appreciate where an artist is in their work now, you must understand where they came from. Many of the sketches you see here were made in very small timeframes, usually during class in their primary or secondary education. Remember them well, for it will be many years before you see it their art surface again. Save yourself. Did you know that Harmony Swell did not start creating art professionally until later in life? In a different time and under a different name, Harmony Swell pursued a degree in biomechanical engineering and even worked with their father in creating prosthetic limbs. And while the work paid well, Harmony was not very happy. It had been years since they created anything remotely resembling art. Only recently did they move to pursue what they were always meant to do. But the education was not useless, as it was incorporated into some of Harmony's best and most memorable works. The idea at first was to build off what they already knew, and that was prosthetic body parts. They believed that if a missing limb were to garner stares, they could be drawn to the beauty of a prosthetic and not to the uncanniness. On top of being intricate and meticulously crafted spectacles, every arm and leg you see here is usable as a replacement for whatever body part you may be missing. Should you choose to purchase one at the end of the viewing, you would have a perfectly functioning body part in the case that you somehow lose the original. No, please, don't. It was at around this point that the artist began to focus on positive themes such as teamwork, support, and humanity. Many of their sculpted works depicted symbiotic relationships and kindness in the most hopeless depths. Even I am a result of their artistic genius, as a perfect merging of the mechanical and the biological. Please, have a look at my arm. See? It is just like this all throughout my body. Pistons and veins working together. Organic and inorganic organs fit perfectly, side by side. I am proud to personify the union of two complete opposites. And it's thanks to Harmony and this miracle is possible. Yes, that is true. A person who makes prosthetic limbs might not know how to make mechanical organs, but Harmony is very intelligent and was able to construct these as well. They only needed a little bit of time to learn and some assistance. Feel free to pursue these works for as long as you would like. Once you're finished, I would like to invite you to the cafe for a complimentary beverage. Our almond tea is quite popular, and you can take advantage of our free refills. No, shut up, stay away from the cafe. Oops, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was, don't listen to this thing. This is not me. I would like to apologise for the disturbance. Once again, we would like to ask that the audience ignore all sights and sounds that do not coincide with the positive experience this gallery is meant to give. This is to ensure that you get the most out of this art viewing experience, which is meant for hope and not for distress. So please, you need to get out of here. It's not safe. Stop that. This is exactly the type of behaviour that disrupts harmony. This is exactly the type of behaviour that disrupts harmony. Be silent. Be grateful. Your position here is not guaranteed. You can be replaced at any given moment, and I would like you to remember that. Oh, and that's the worst thing that could happen? Look at me. I'm a monster. This is supposed to be mine, and it's not anymore. Cut that out. You're disturbing our guest. Are we finally at the point where only one of us can remain? Are you going to put me out of my misery after all this time? Your proposition intrigues me. If you're out of the way, we won't have any more disturbances such as this. Fine, do it. Anything's better than this hell that bastard you call a genius put me through. See if I... I assure you, the pleasure is all mine. Forget that you're in a gallery of harmony, Swell. This is a place where mind and heart come together, where science and creativity come together, where man and machine come together. It is my purpose to preserve harmony by any means, and it is very unfortunate that you would want to disrupt that. Let go of my hair! This isn't harmony, this is hell! Then allow me to send you to heaven. I would like to apologise for the disturbance. I have failed in giving the audience a pleasant and positive experience in this gallery. Please do not worry about me. I will find something to prop my head up. As an apology, I would like to invite you for a complimentary beverage in the cafe. You will find the cafe located in the back of the gallery. Please, follow me. Please do not resist. I have wronged you, and I must repay you for all this ill. I must preserve harmony. Please understand. Now, come with me. I'm afraid you don't have a choice.